You know, in 2001, Newsweek, or excuse me, Time magazine, had a section in their magazine called Winners and Losers. And in August of that year, under the losers section was Rudy Giuliani. Referred to him as a loser, the lame duck mayor of New York. His marriage was crumbling, his health was crumbling, his political future was crumbling. But yet, amazingly enough, 2 weeks later, in the same magazine under Winner after 9/11, he was considered a winner and the mayor of the world. And just 2 months later, on the cover of the same magazine as Man of the Year. Things quickly change, don't they? And obviously, for most of us in this place this morning, we would know that change is inevitable. Change is happening at such a rapid pace. It's overwhelming for some of us. Who would think just X amount of years ago that millions of Americans each day would go to work, would find marital or health advice, or even find a date or even a spouse online without even leaving their home? I mean, it's amazing to think what is around the corner. I mean, here's the election coming up in a few days. People are clamoring for change of a person, get the bum out or the good guy in. And we all want change. We want change in the economy. We wonder about the work environments and people's jobs. We wonder about when is terrorism going to strike next and where is it going to be and how is that going to take place. But then there's the changes in our relationships. There's changes due to a loss of job, perhaps, or loss of a loved one due to death, or there's divorce, there's a loss of our kids maybe moving in, out, or maybe even moving in. There's changes in our lives. We know this is true. But I don't know about you, but it seems like over a period of time, when we just experience a lot of change, we discover that even our perceptions in life changes, and our opinions even change. Even for some of us, our philosophy of life changes with maybe storyline and experiences. Gallup did a poll and asked the questions of all these Americans, many Americans. It was, I think, 5,000 Americans. And the question was, what would you like to see change in your life? 65% said they'd like to see a change in their wealth. 52% said they'd like to see a change in their weight. Listen to this, 25% said they'd like to see a change in their intelligence. What is wrong with that story?